With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Inside the Supreme Court, arguments now underway in Donald Trump's bid to avoid prosecution in his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss to Democrat Joe Biden. Trump attorney D. John Sauer says the indictment against his client related to his election loss is a case of prosecutorial overreach.
You have an indictment in this case that goes right to the heartland of the president's powers, that alleges a whole series of official acts and tries to tie them together by saying, well, there's a private aim or a private purpose in that case.
The justices are taking up for the first time whether a former president has absolute immunity from criminal charges for actions he took while in office, as Mr. Trump claims. Also at SRNnews.com, in a strongly worded video address, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities and that everyone should stand up against anti-Semitism.
So I ask all of you, Jews and non-Jews alike, who are concerned with our common future and our common values, to do one thing. Stand up, speak up, be counted. Stop anti-Semitism now.
The anti-Semitic protests have spread across university campuses nationwide. On Wednesday, House Speaker Mike Johnson called for the resignation of Columbia President Manoush Shafiq for being weak and inept in containing the violence at Columbia University. The Trump criminal trial back in session today in Manhattan. The former president faces a looming decision over whether he violated a gag order imposed by the judge. The nation's economy slowed sharply last quarter to a 1.6 annual pace in the face of higher interest rates, but consumers kept spending at a solid pace. This is SRN News. Methodist battle over church property in Arkansas.
A judge has ruled that the Congregation of First United Methodist of Jonesboro must abandon its building if it decides to leave the United Methodist Church. Circuit Judge Gary Arnold has decided that the property belongs to the denomination and the congregation must vacate. Pastor John Miles says the ruling will be appealed. Similar court battles are taking place across the country as conservative churches quit the UMC. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana expected to join a growing list of states seeking to protect children from transgenderism now that a Republican occupies the governor's mansion. Former Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat, vetoed a bill that would have barred teachers from introducing the transgender lifestyle to elementary school students. Louisiana's current governor, Republican Jeff Landry, supports such measures, and the GOP majority legislature is busy reviving them. This is SRN News. More than one in four U.S. adults over the age of 50 say they never expect to retire.
An AARP survey found that more than a quarter of U.S. adults don't expect to retire, and 70% are concerned about prices rising faster than their income. About a quarter say they have no retirement savings. The AARP study is in coordination with the Norwich Center for Public Affairs Research, and it's based on interviews completed with more than 8,000 people. 37% are worried about meeting basic living costs like food and housing, but 33% of respondents older than 50 believe their finances will be better in a year. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Nearly all inmates have been transferred out of a troubled women's prison set to be shut down in California. Prison officials say only a small group of women were still being held at FCI Dublin. They say inmates did not receive proper medical care there and were subjected to harassment. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.